Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine. Cut off the categories delicious beer and unhappy states. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Jump right to the birthdays brought to you by our friends at Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa and San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hola, guys. Would you please wish my grandson, Oliver, a very happy second birthday? So, could he get a little kidfish sandwich and Mickey and Goofy? Wishing him a happy birthday. Maybe Coach Ted with advice on how to catch fireflies with his brother, as he lives in Arkansas. I love you lots. That's from Grandma Michelle and Grandpa Greg.
Fish sandwich.
Well, gone. It sure is nice for your grandparents to send you in a birthday request, but what's even nicer is how much money they're willing to spend on you at Disney World.
Good news! You'll be seeing old Mixter in no time at all. Your grandparents paying for it all, so make sure you tell them thanks.
All right, 2 years old. It's pretty simple, all right? We got to go out there. We need a cup, preferably a red cup. You live in Arkansas. Your parents have them. Second of all, you take the red cup, gotta scoop one of the little fireflies in there, put your hand over it. Now, at this point, I'm overthinking. We don't want it to die. It won't die if we can do this properly. We can put foil over top or saran wrap. Remember to poke some holes so it can breathe.
Guys, well, I wish our Bean a very happy 16th birthday. Beanie, you're such a great child. Thank you for all the love and great memories that you brought to our lives. So, can we get Coach Ted and the captain to give him advice on his driver's license? Maybe some dad jokes, and to cut that bitch off. Thanks, guys, and thanks for all the entertainment you bring us. That from Mom, Dad, Christian, and Aiden. What do we got first here?
Coach?
Yes.
He's turning 16. 16 he's about years to go old. Get this license. 16 all right. Years old. Keep your friends out of the car. No text is worth dying over it. I mean this seriously. When you get there, you can look at it. It's not going to be worth it. Have your musical set. Station set. Just leave it on 99.9. Rip the knob off.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. What a loaded question for the old Capitan. Realizing that you're 16, so my actual advice, probably not something I should share. But it did involve the Keebler Elves, because they can reach places that ordinary people can't. I'll let you do the math. Crunch berries.
I got fired from my job at the ice cream shop.
Oh, yeah?
I don't work on Sundays. This weekend, my daughter asked me if that was a booger on my nose.
What'd you say?
Told her it's not. Well, it's not, Joe.
It's not.
And a little-known fact, did you guys know that Bruce Lee had a brother who was a professional hockey player?
Goalie?
Goalie, yes.
He did have a brother named Brock.
Broccoli.
Yeah.
Guys, can you wish a happy birthday to Jason, the best husband a girl can have? He is amazing, supportive, and can always make me laugh. He would love the dirty Germans talking about running an Ironman triathlon with him. Thanks for all the laughs, guys. That from the lovely Allie.
Yeah, in Deutschland, the Iron Man triathlon is when you have sex with Robert Downey Jr. overnight.
Yeah, it's the hard part is making sure he doesn't get all rusty afterwards.
Yeah, keep him lubed.
It's the Iron Man. Yeah, simple. Don't do it.
Guys, I want to wish my little nephew, Betty. I wish he lived closer so we could visit a local brewery and get hammers at Dick's in Seattle. But he is now stationed in Dover. Maybe next year I'll have a chance to visit him and explore the D.C. area or Philly, or we could fish along the coast of Delaware to celebrate. Either way, he loves listening to your show. I introduced him to it years ago when he would visit the area. He's a dedicated fan of your podcast there on the Odyssey app, and he's 32 today. So he hopes to hear from Coach Ted and Miles for some dad jokes on his birthday. Maybe the Dirty Germans is better. I like them better, but it's his day, so there you go. Happy birthday, Benny. Lots of love. That from Aunt Kristen.
All right, I mean, look, your uncle's not wrong here, man. Listen, if you're living in Dover, Dover's not that exciting, but thanks for serving in the military. But you got Dewey Beach right there. You got Ocean City down the street. Like, summertime, that's a great place to live.
Yes.
Wintertime, I feel bad for you.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
This is a great time of the year to be there.
Yeah, Delaware jumps off in the summer.
And then it doesn't. That's simple.
Dad jokes.
Guys, my neighbor got arrested for growing marijuana in his yard.
Oh, yeah?
That's when I found out where my property line is. Here's a God joke. Did you know that God's first name is actually Andy?
Really?
Andy walks with me.
All these years, also.
Yeah, right there. Never knew
Andy. Andy walks with
Andy.
Yeah,
walks
Andy walks, walks with
Andy.
Yeah.
Andy. Please wish Derek, a.k.a. the Master Crab Baiter, a happy birthday. How about the Dirty Germans explaining the benefits of using, what kind of oil is that? Anise oil?
Anise, yeah.
To catch crabs. Thanks for all you do. That's from John, comptroller of the Western chapter of the Ted Smith's fan club. What is anise?
It's like the flavor of licorice, kind of.
To catch crabs, is
that? I have no idea.
How about that?
Yeah, the easiest way for me to catch crabs is to sleep with Tina.
Yeah, I guess this, you know, she put a little oil right there around your plastic worm.
Yeah.
around your jig. Lots of places that could use that oil, Mouse.
Yeah, okay. Your man jig.
Oh, we should get a contestant online now for your guess is as good as mine. Call now 206-803-ROCK. Couple extra birthdays. Hola, guys. This is Addison. Just wanted to wish my dad, Jason, a very happy birthday. He loves some extra long farts and green beans. Thanks, guys. Ed from Addy.
Extra long farts.
Extra long.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Yeah. And gentlemen, please wish my oldest and bestest drummer ever, Rod, pronounced Stumpner, a very happy 55th birthday. Giving him an owl hitting the window. And Coach Ted with advice on keeping time without the bassist holding the groove. A P.S. more golf, please. Miles hit a great shot for our group on hole 6. We failed 4 times for the bird. Oh, well, 4. Thanks, guys. That from the lone hippie.
All right, I mean, listen, you're the drummer, so you know the stand well. You set the timing, all right? We go as fast as you go or as slow as they want to go. And if the goofy bass player can't keep up, you stay with your rhythm, man. That's his whole thing. He needs to add funk in there and stay on time.
Be great with our country band.
Yell at him at practice.
There you go.
Yeah, come on, Jimmy.
And finally, for the birthdays, all the boys, Gwen, the kick-ass security guard who deals with us all delightful morons, turned 60 years old today. She's a pistol, a firecracker, and a take-no-crap.
She's a human being.
No one with a smile and a stare that could set you on fire. So could you give her a, you big dummy, some thrill shotgun gets, and maybe Coke Ted telling her how to handle the zombies that like to wander aimlessly in their haze around the building. Thanks, guys, and cheers. That from our buddy VD.
You big dummy.
Get.
All right, now listen, Joe, I'm going to give you this advice, but this advice I would give you if I was on coke. Simple thing is this. I would go down there and be preemptive. You see one wandering around? Headbutt. See one getting close to the building? Headbutt them again. Point is, if they're on the ground, they're not bugging you. Take that advice.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mama. Time for a little. Your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who's our contestant, ready to play Your Guess is as Good as Mine.
Hello, Cam. Welcome to the Men's Room.
What's up, fellas?
Hola!
Kyle, welcome to the program, and your guess is as good as mine. All right, Kyle, we have for you today a study that ranked the happiest or unhappiest states in the United States of America. Driven by, good economies, the health of people, the prices of things, the sunshine, weather is big on this list, and economic uncertainty. So you can either go happy or you can go the most unhappy on this category. And then, Kyle, here's a weird one. We have the signature beer of every state in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kyle, if you've traveled, you pick the state you've traveled to and guess that signature beer. Do you understand how that would work out?
Are you talking locally? I guess I don't understand how that one would work.
Okay. All right. So let's assume that you are in, what would be a good example?
Texas.
Texas. What would be the one beer that pretty well is the state beer of Texas?
That would be Shinerbach, yeah.
That would be Shinerbach. Do you want to take this category?
Yeah, might as well. Might as well go for it.
Okay. All right. So you know the game is played. You pick the state that you've been to before and just try to guess the beer that is the most popular that represents that state, okay? So do you want to go with do you want to go with Texas as your first guess?
Yeah, let's go with Texas first guess.
Okay. All right, you got one right. Okay. Now you know the game is played.
I would have guessed Lone Star as well.
Oh, wow. Cool.
But we would have been wrong.
It is the Shinerbach. Okay.
Let's go with Washington and I'll go Rainier.
Rainier is correct. You are 2 for 2. Okay, now you know the game's played.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. We'll go Colorado.
Keep in mind, Kyle, one more thing.
What's that?
So Coors, Budweiser, Miller Lite, the big guys are not part of this.
Right. Well, what the hell, now you tell me.
Yeah, well, that's why I stopped you, because you said Colorado. So I want to make sure that you know. I will give you a hint. You might not know this, but this is the most popular beer probably at the ballpark in Colorado. When we first started brewing our own beer, how many ever years ago that was then?
16, 17.
Something like that. This brewery actually brewed the beer for us and shipped it up to the Seattle area because we didn't have a bottling facility here. They did all that and bottled our beer and put an 18-wheeler and shipped it up here.
Oh, man, my confidence is dwindling real quick now. So
You know it. I mean, to me, that's still a pretty big beer. It's just not Coors in Colorado.
I'm trying to give it a hint.
If you like to ride bicycles, you'll like the beer.
See this on the back of Jeeps, definitely.
Miles is right. These things on bicycles are very popular on the beach.
Yeah, it's not very skinny.
Yeah, it's not skinny at all. It's
opposite.
Fat tire is correct.
All right.
All right, well, there you go.
All right.
Okay, Kyle, you're good. Okay, so you're 3 for 3, dude. All you need to do is pick 7 more states and figure out what you believe the local popular swill is. How about Alaska? You should be able to get that one.
Well, we'll go Alaska, and then, I'm not confident at all on this one.
This is the one that's probably in all the grocery stores.
Right, I'm guessing, what do you call that when two letters match up? Right?
I don't know, I'm not tracking with Hawaii, I have some confidence.
The only beer I know from Alaska is Alaskan Amber.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That's what I would think is Alaska.
Is that what you're going to go with?
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Okay, because that's correct. All right. Alaskan Brewing Company's Amber Ale.
I really overthought that.
I was like, wait a minute. Is there something else I'm not thinking of?
Don't overthink this too much.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know anything about Colorado, California?
Yeah, to an extent. I have a pretty good guess for Hawaii, though.
All right. Do you want to go Hawaii first?
Yeah, let's go Hawaii. Let's go Kona.
Kona is correct.
Yeah, that's the one I can figure out. Okay. Ooh, New York, I probably have.
All right, so you've got so far correct. Texas, Washington, Colorado, Alaska, and Hawaii. Here's your hint for California. This is the beer that started, in my mind, the craft beer revolution in the entire country.
I know it.
Ted had one very early on in his drinking days and probably spit it out.
Correct. Is there a mountain range with this thing?
There is. Okay. There is.
All right.
Sierra Nevada.
There you go. Okay.
And I mean, even when I worked at a liquor store at 19, we sold that beer.
Yeah.
All right.
And you're right. It was a big deal at the time.
It was massive. If you weren't like a bartender or like a hop head, you didn't know what that was.
Okay. Kyle, I'll give
you another slur.
I'll give you
hop
another.
Head?
Yeah.
I'll give you another hint, okay?
Okay.
This was basically, if you go to Illinois, this was the first major craft beer that launched out of the Chicago area. All right? You will find this on tap handles at airport bars throughout the country. It's got a very unique handle on it.
Mm.
And it's basically only sold in IPAs around the country. Now, if you go to the Chicago area, they've got a bunch of different styles.
Yeah.
Am I right on this?
I don't know about that one.
Yes. That
okay.
is correct.
I didn't know that was Chicago.
Think of a bird.
Yeah.
Really mean a bird?
A bird. Yep.
A waterfowl.
The beer is named after a bird.
Oh, God.
And not its Canadian brethren.
Yeah. Nobody likes this bird.
Oh, no.
It's good in, like, comforters, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. Yes.
So is that a pillow?
Dead,
as well?
Yeah. Yeah, when they're dead, people love them. When they're alive, right. We hate them.
I like to walk in traffic and just stop everything.
Speaking of dead, there was a character name, and he died.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, God, yeah. Very universally
popular.
Sad.
Very popular military movie.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know, so I'm just going to say the duck, but I have no idea.
What did you say?
The duck.
The duck.
The duck.
It is Goose Island Goose IPA.
Yep.
Mm, okay.
That is the most popular. I don't know if you've seen that before, but it's actually got a goose head on the top.
Credit to Giant Company Budweiser. Goose Island's a good beer. That was one of the first ones they bought up.
Absolutely. Okay.
I don't ever think I've seen it, honestly.
It's not as big out here, but in the Midwest, it's massive. It's pretty big on the East Coast, too.
Okay, what other states have you traveled or spent time in, Kyle?
You know, I'm from Wyoming, so you would think I would know this one, but...
Okay.
Boy, can you give me a hint on that one?
The name of a Martian.
Of a Martian?
A Martian.
Like from Mars.
I can only think of...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much only one.
Marvin?
Oh, is it Marvin?
That's what I said.
Yeah, okay. Marvin the Martian.
Actually, Martin? I'm going to give it to you. It's Melvin.
Oh, you went Melvin?
I forgot. Right. I forgot. Close enough. Close enough.
What's Melvin beer?
Melvin Number One Company.
Huge in Wyoming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard of that before, Kyle?
No, never have.
Okay, that's the one on the list. So I don't know too much about Melvin. Wyoming, so I can't really vouch for it one way or another.
Yeah, they got
I was close. Okay, how about Louisiana? You should be able to get this one.
2x4 double IPA.
If you go to a New Orleans restaurant in Seattle, they'll have this beer. They typically always have it
in
bottles.
I know exactly what the beer is, and I cannot think of the name. It's driving me crazy.
They used
I know
to have
exactly
a,
the beer.
They used to have a Purple Haze that they named in honor of Jimi Hendrix, and it had kind of a blueberry hint.
Yeah, this kinda, is Louisiana.
Kind of close to the Kitty Cat Blues that Black Raven does.
And it's still out there, by the way.
It's still, yes, very popular.
God, I have no idea on this one.
Well, pick a different state, then. If you don't know, there's no point in me shoving one down your throat.
No, you're good. I'm just trying to think on it myself.
Just
for the sake of keeping this thing going, let's just go Arizona.
Arizona. Okay. We got Arizona. What do you think it is?
I'm thinking something Mexican, so I'm just going to... But you said I can't do the big brands, though, right? That's the problem.
Well, I mean, typically this beer is going to be brewed in that state. It is going to be there. So, if for Washington, you say, if you're going to say Rainier, you say Rainier. Olympia would be another great guess.
Right.
So would Men's Room IPA from Black Raven. Another great guess.
You know, is there a beer called Flagstaff or something like that?
Well, there's a city called Flagstaff.
No, I knew that. I was thinking there was a beer. Never mind.
Do you know the East Coast very well, Kyle?
No, not really. See, that's the other problem is I haven't really traveled to the East Coast that much.
I think you would know this beer. Delaware was one of the first major distributors of what we would like to think is the East Coast.
It's also the
craft
name
beer scene.
It's also the name for those annoying tiny sharks you catch when you're like even salmon fishing in Elliott Bay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Technically, it's a fish, but it looks like a little shark.
You know, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to take a strike on that one.
No, you pick. Know. Hey, Kyle, I'm suggesting states.
Okay.
You pick your own state and guess. I just thought you might have known that one because you can get it at QFC.
Dogfish.
Yeah, dogfish is the answer, right? Correct.
Oh, dogfish. Okay. How many, I guess here's a question for you. How many do I have so far?
You have, right now you have 7 correct. Texas, Washington, Colorado, Alaska, Hawaii, California, and Wyoming, and you only have 1 strike.
I can tell you, the state of Pennsylvania, their beer sounds like a name that you'd give to a panda bear.
That doesn't help at all. Let's go Massachusetts, and I'll go Sam Adams.
Massachusetts and Sam Adams. That is correct. Okay,
all right.
Now you got 8.
I'll tell you what, Summer Sam's a delicious beer.
They have a lot of great beers. They really do.
Yeah,
okay.
And great right. hair.
You should be able to figure out Oregon, Kyle. This was the first, the Pale Ale was their first big beer, all right?
Yeah.
Then they expanded.
It's a river, right?
It is a river.
Oh, okay.
So what did you just say?
Deschutes.
You got about
Bam.
A hand. All right. Okay. Let me count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Kyle, you've got 9. You've got 9.
Man.
You only need one more state and one more beer. You still have 2 strikes remaining.
Let's go Montana.
Let's go Montana. There's a couple we know of. Now, I will tell you this. It is not the cold snack. It was the one before that. All right? Again, back to the craft beer world. You know this.
I'm going to go Big Sky.
Oh. Big Sky is correct. Moose Drool.
Moose Drool, because they make Moose Drool.
You won it. Nice. There you go, Kyle. That was a hell of a job, man. That was not an easy way to do that. You got 10. You got to Oregon, Massachusetts, Texas, Washington, Colorado, Alaska, Hawaii, California, Wyoming, and Montana.
Is New York Genesee?
New York is 6 Point Brewing Company's double IPA.
Okay, good.
I've never heard of that.
What was Massachusetts? It was Sam.
It was Sam Adams. Pennsylvania's Yingling.
Is Maryland Natty Bow?
Maryland is Union Craft Brewing.
Okay. All
double
right.
Duck Pin Pale Ale.
Yes, they're in East Baltimore. I know where they're at.
Okay. Very good.
All right. I never know.
Speaking of drinking, coming up, we'll drink and tell us with a shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Come up here at 508. We'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But let's play checker with Mike Honk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Experts are warning women against relieving themselves in the shower.
Yes, I read this.
You read this.
Steamy?
I thought it was everybody.
Oh, it is. It is. All right. It's men and women.
Yeah.
So women, they don't want you to get used to use the bathroom that way because...
Standing.
Because then later in life,
right,
you might not be able to control that.
Correct.
And if you're used to doing it when you're standing up,
really,
then right, because you're not tightening the same muscles.
I got you.
Right. You're telling your body that it's okay to do this standing up, which could loosen things up down the line.
But I stand up every time.
You don't have a vagina, Ted. Or maybe you do, to be fair. I've never checked.
40% of people in Germany who are men pee sitting down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was number one. Yeah.
I'm not against it, because it gets very loud. And if you sat down all the time, it would cut back on splashing.
It would.
That's for sure.
But we all have to agree to sit, which I don't think people will do.
No, that's fact.
That's because that's always been my simple rule.
Well, they said, like, in the States, it's considered emasculating, so it's just not something that catches on. While right, in Germany, they're like, sit your ass down, you gotta pee.
Right. Nasty ass splashing all over the damn place.
Take a seat.
Not to mention, when you're drunk, it's better to do it that way, because you miss half the time when you're drunk, too.
Yeah, I've learned that.
Sit your ass down. It makes it better for the morning. A recent clinical trial revealed that psilocybin provides a benefit for people with cancer and depression.
Well, definitely depression, I know.
Yeah. I've known a couple people that have, you know, not like they're popping mushrooms or anything like that, but they're experimenting with that particular drug, and it's actually it's worked wonders.
Mm-hmm. There's research with PTSD.
Absolutely. That drug seems to be the wonder drug if you do it right.
Correct. Like, I saw a guy years ago. He had horrible cluster headaches.
Cluster headaches.
It's cluster migraines.
Right.
Some people get migraines. The cluster migraines typically happen more frequently but are less severe, but they still suck.
God.
Right. The only thing he found was somebody said try psilocybin, but he hates it. And he's just kind of not positive how much he doses. He basically has to tell his family, just don't come in the bedroom for a day.
Wow.
I got to do this once a month. Yeah.
All right. Which
is funny because I know a lot of people that just enjoy the psilocybin, but this guy hated it. But
I know a guy like that.
It helped so much that he did it once a month religiously.
Damn. Good.
Now he loves it.
Now we're in. A dad in New York was dragged to a Pedro Pascal look-alike contest, and he walked away winning $50 and a year's worth of burritos.
Did you see the guy?
I did. He looked just like him.
Right. Tell me that was not him.
That was him.
That was Pedro.
No, that was... No.
Oh.
And I want to say, like, his daughter dragged him there or something like that. You got to do this.
Right.
And he's like, I don't know. And then, yeah.
He could pass for his brother easily.
Easily. Yeah.
Scientists have discovered a new technique with zinc alloys that could be a viable alternative biodegradable implant for patients.
Good.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Hmm. A new study found that lonelier adults may actually live longer.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, no. No.
Good news for traffic reporters.
See how much money I saved, too?
That's why you live longer. You can afford your care.
He's happy. Another new study found that trusting others makes us happier and, in turn, makes us trust people more easily.
Yes.
Yeah, when you find somebody that's trustworthy.
You take comfort in trusting someone. Yeah, amazing. Exactly. They did a study. I hate trusting people.
It turns out that poor sleep can rewire the brains of teenagers, leading to mental health issues down the line.
That explains so much.
Right. You need sleep.
Yeah, I don't think we need to do a study. I don't care what age you are. Poor sleep can't be good for anybody.
No.
And teenagers are already going through everything crazy anyway.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, sleep deprivation as your hormones change. Let's see what happens.
Right. There's a woman that celebrated her 102nd birthday recently, and she only wanted one thing, Steve.
I saw this. She wanted a stripper.
She wanted a stripper.
Now, that said, did you see the stripper that showed up?
I did.
Okay. I don't know if she requested specifically. To be nice, I'll say a dad bod. But I'm looking at this picture like, okay, did you save money on this dude? Did you just pull him off the street and say, like, we'll throw you a couple bills, man. Just going to get naked for a meemaw here. I mean, I was looking at him like, wow.
She can't see very good anyway, but.
Yeah, well, passes for a stripper in England would not do so well here.
But, you know, sometimes when you get to that age, you just need to find that life again. You need to find that verb. You want to get back out on the market again. But don't worry. I've got tips for you.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10. 10 or more things no one tells older men about dating again. Well, good for you for getting back out there at your age. I'm guessing you saw some old fart walking around with a fine-looking feline on their arm and you said, well, hell. If Walter can do it, then by God, so can I. Couple things to remember before you get down to business. Do some stretches. You don't want to pull something. At your age, it could mean life or death. Also, make sure you grease the weasel. Pro tip. And finally, figure out what you're going to do during the 20 or more minutes it's going to take to pop that pill and prep that rocket for launch.
Jeez. All righty.
Prep that rocket.
So this is things that nobody tells older men about dating again. They start with, it's normal to feel a bit lost at first. Where are all the women at?
Lost with what?
You might think dating again should be easy because you've done it before, but it often feels unfamiliar. The apps, the pace, and even the way people talk all make it feel like a different world. Feeling unsure or even awkward doesn't mean you're not ready. It just means it's been a while.
Been a while.
I think most people that go on like their first date, it's awkward or they're nervous.
Right.
I don't think it's age matters.
Awkward damn thing altogether.
I was going to say, it's already awkward. Then if you were married for so long and haven't done it, of course it's going to be awkward.
Right. And right behind it there makes sense. Confidence comes back just lower than you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, baby. My confidence is kicking in.
How do I telegraph that I want to have sex without being creepy?
Right.
Well, that's pretty much every first date. That's actually why I'm here.
Exactly. You don't have to try to be younger. Again, these are things that nobody tells older men about dating again. There's a difference between staying youthful and pretending to be 30. A lot of old men think that they have to keep up with trends or act a certain way to impress younger women. But confidence, stability, and self-awareness are far more attractive.
Oh, so we're going after younger women, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Then you need money.
Yeah.
And to be a coach in the NFL.
Or college.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe it helps if you have coached the NFL.
Yes.
Emotional availability matters more than ever. When you're younger, dating can be more about fun or chemistry, but later in life, the emotional side becomes just as important. Many people want real conversation, shared values, and someone who could show up without hiding behind walls.
I think you know that just based on the fact that you're older. Right? That's like where your interests have gone.
Exactly.
But make no mistake, I still want to have sex with you.
Right.
I mean, just...
That's why I'm here, baby. How do we get from here to your bedroom?
Yeah, that's all.
You might have to unlearn a few old habits.
I leave that one alone.
Just take that one out of the repertoire there, old man. The way dating worked 10 or 20 years ago isn't always how it works now. I can't do that anymore.
Not as quickly.
I don't have the hips for it anymore. Oh, no. Chemistry still matters, but it looks different. You might not feel butterflies right away, and that's okay. Real connection often starts with comfort, not fireworks. At this stage, chemistry can come from laughter, shared values, or just feeling at ease around someone.
And also, I want to have sex.
Yeah,
whatever else I put on this list, it comes back to.
I want to pour this into that.
Yeah, I want to pour some sugar on you.
Yeah, that's right. Come here, baby. Things that nobody tells older men about dating again. Dating apps can be exhausting.
Well, yeah.
And still worth it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, well, people run marathons.
Right.
And there's no reward. So, yeah, as long as something great happens, just take the time on the app, man.
I mean, I will say with the apps, dating's become almost more like a numbers game.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because it's so easy to get them. It's just like, well, all right, people have a checklist. So, like, it is much different.
It is. It's like choosing fruit at the doggone grocery store. There's a whole bunch that just like, hey, we're the same fruit. We're ready to go.
That's why you get a free grape.
That's why you go for the free grape.
Heck yeah.
Put that on your profile.
Let me try this
first. I take free grapes. The swiping, the small talk, and ghosting can be frustrating, especially if you're used to face-to-face connection.
I haven't done that in a while. Since you guys busted my bees about it, I have not taken it. Unless it's one of those cotton candy ones.
You're going to take the cotton candy
I'm going to try one of those every time and they come out every year.
I don't think anyone's busting your balls. More like it's theft.
It's just straight up theft.
God's busting my balls by robbing banks.
All right. I think you should double down, Montgomery. Stare the dude in the eyes and just keep eating.
Just keep popping.
See how many tested
the product.
You go to the bulk area, right? They got banana chips.
Yeah.
Okay.
You take one.
No.
I don't.
Really?
They have a sign there that says, please don't sample the bulk.
I've never seen that.
I've seen it there at the Winco.
If I read that, I never would have taken that banana.
Please. Could you get away with it if you said you're illiterate? Like, sir, there's a sign, but like, I can't read.
I can't read.
So I didn't know.
I used to do it all the time as a kid. Then my mom used to get really mad at me. It was like, stop eating food out of the bulk section. So they're like, you want me to go check over there? And she was like, I know you're eating food over there. No, I'm not. No, yes, you are. Because they had like candy and stuff. They used to have like just these barrels.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
They were big enough to take some.
It's right there, right for the taking.
Oh, look, free chips.
Things that nobody tells older men about dating again. Good conversations matter more than flashy first impressions. At your age, you don't need to be doing a whole lot of flashy first impressions.
And again, I want to have sex with you.
I mean, is that like a hint for like, you can go the Belichick route, but like, hey, that could be a tough conversation.
Right. That's right. The only thing you're flashing is Benji's.
Yeah. Keep her happy.
That's right. Smooth opening line or polished photo might catch somebody's attention, but what really keeps people around is the way that you talk, listen, and make them feel heard.
Yeah, I'm listening to
that. What?
I can't hear anything you say. You want to have sex with me?
I asked, do you want to have sex?
God damn, we should be in charge of people's dating lives.
Oh, absolutely.
Just keep repeating, do you want to have sex?
I said, can you still put your legs behind your head?
I like the idea, Miles, you don't have to use it, but like just like, dating's like picking fruit. It can be tough. I always take a free grape. Just like, hey, even if you're the piece of fruit he doesn't want, he's in.
Do you push the melon button?
The melon button?
You pick up a cantaloupe, right? You stick your thumb in the button. Smell it?
You smell your thumb after you pushing it into the melon button.
Okay, you know the little...
Yeah, but why are you smelling
button?
Your finger?
Why are you thumb in the button?
Because you're trying to get the ripe. Cantaloupe, right?
I think you're just ruining cantaloupe.
So you stick your thumb like this, and you jam it in the button, right? And if it pushes in a little bit, you got yourself a good cantaloupe. Then you smell it. And if it smells like cantaloupe, you take that one home.
You're a weird dude at the grocery store.
But you got to push a lot of buttons to find the one that's the right one. True story.
Oh, my God.
I'm right about that.
Miles just over here thumbing cantaloupe.
I stick my thumb in the button.
And then smell it.
I want to use about five or six more days.
I'll check like an avocado with my thumb.
You thumb that button. That's okay.
The button squeezes, man. What's with you with the button?
Come on, man. Leave the button alone.
That's what they say you're supposed to push.
Where's your fruit button?
Seriously.
I'm going to press it.
That's what they say.
I'm going to press your fruit button.
Look this up.
Hey, girl.
That's a good one.
This is science telling you to press that.
Maybe do that on the first day. Where is your fruit button? And man, insert my thumb in.
You
this
are
This one's
right.
ready.
God, you're right.
And then I'll leave you with this last thing that nobody tells older men about dating again. Not everybody will understand what you're looking for.
All right.
What a kidding.
I'm looking for sex.
Yeah, I want to have sex. Everyone knows what you're looking for.
Some people will assume you're looking for something casual. Others will expect you to want to settle down fast. The truth is, your path is your own. You might not fit into somebody
What's
else's...
What's the path between your legs?
I want to get to that trail right there.
I want to get to your fruit bud.
Jesus. All right, how does a baby shower turn into a crime scene there, Miles?
How does that happen?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. First, from the text line, someone says Miles is right.
All right.
By pressing the fruit button.
Yes, you press them with your thumb. And then you take a big old whiff of
it. Why can't you use another finger? If I like,
because it
my
doesn't
pointer,
have enough pressure. You need the thumb pressure.
So I'm pressing my fruit button wrong if I'm not using my thumb.
I believe so, yes.
Okay. There's a way to press
the fruit
button.
Thumb that button.
Yeah, thumb the button. You need a shirt that says
thumb that.
Thumb the melon. Today we chose 40-year-old Lewis Hamilton, 7-time Grand Prix champion. What? Hey, man, look, this past Sunday, he's up in Canada for the Canadian Grand Prix. And he himself says, hey, man, I held my position. He was managing the tires well. As he says, quote, I was feeling so optimistic. And then something happened. The floor of his Ferrari was damaged. left a hole in the floor, and that cost him about half a second per lap. So at that point, he just took solace in the fact that he finished the race after all. He also was enduring a brake problem, which might explain what happened. During the Grand Prix, yeah, he rolled over a hit and killed a groundhog.
Oh!
Seriously?
Swear to God, dude.
And he's,
I don't know.
He's like...
And he's an animal lover, right?
Yeah, he's so pretty. He's read his quotes. Like he's pretty shook. He killed a groundhog.
He didn't know it was a groundhog when he hit it because he's going too fast, obviously. And they told him later, like, hey, man, you hit a groundhog. And, like, he's crushed. And I'm like, bro, it's okay. He's like, it's not. I love animals. I hope it didn't suffer. It's like, oh, it didn't suffer. It just, yeah. You know, a groundhog during a Grand Prix race. That does not happen
in
much.
An F1 car.
In an F1, yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like maybe a stock car, he could have took it. That F1 car. Come on.
You see the little guy pinwheeling behind it?
Yeah. Yeah, he finds that hitting a groundhog is, quote, devastating. That is his quote. It's horrible. It's never happened to me here before. Probably not, man.
Well, they're all over.
I know they're
that
all
track.
Over, but
that's the only thing that's ever happened to me.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy. Yay.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummy.
Turn the whole lot, bitchola. All right, let's see here. Let's get a contestant online for Profile This Now, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.